Honolulu Civil Beat's Reality Check today highlights a story about the recent indictments of a high-profile Honolulu businessman and 10 others on serious charges of racketeering and murder for hire tied to a young man who has been missing for 4 years. Honolulu Civil Beat's Chad Blair is on the line this morning. Hi, Chad.
Hi, good morning. Happy Monday, Catherine.
Happy Monday. So this story is by Jim Dooley, who knows a thing or two about organized crime.
Yeah, we're lucky to have Jim join us from time to time, because anybody who followed journalism in Hawaii over the last 30 years, that includes you, that includes me, have loved the reporting of Jim Dooley. He's got a book out about crime in Hawaii, and he's got a very detailed piece up on our website, which is doing gangbusters, by the way. People are just gobbling this up, about Michael Miskey Jr., who is alleged to be a mob boss with, according to the story, a well-documented life of crime and violence. And because of that incident that you mentioned about somebody missing, Jonathan Fraser disappeared 4 years ago, Michael Miskey potentially could face the death penalty if federal investigators are successful in their prosecution.
Yeah, I mean, this case goes back years. I mean, there were news stories that you and I have covered, you know, the court cases and the nightclub there downtown in Honolulu, and that professional football player, I think.
That was during the Pro Bowl, I think, smashing someone over the head with a champagne bottle. I won't go into too much, but let's tell you who Miskey is. He is, in fact, a nightclub owner, runs Terminite Extension companies, has real estate holdings, but the allegations is that his Miskey Enterprises, as it's called, as you indicated at the top, committed murders, trafficking drugs, acts of violence. These are such serious allegations that Kenji Price, the U.S. attorney here in Hawaii, said, look, there shouldn't be any bail for this guy. Let me just quickly read to you something from Jim's story. According to the attorney general, Miskey had a coded system to describe the level of harm he wanted to inflict upon his victims. 20% meant sufficient harm to intimidate, 50% meant sufficient force to cause physical injury, 80% to cause injuries that require hospitalization, and 100% meant murder. That is according to the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Yeah, pretty creepy stuff.
It is. And in the case of Jonathan Fraser, the young man, the situation there is that Miskey's son, Caleb, was in a car accident in 2015. Miskey, the father, believed that somehow Jonathan, who was good friends with Caleb, somehow had something to do with the accident. Well, lo and behold, a couple months later, Fraser completely disappears. They've never found his body, and that's one of the things that they're looking at. Creepily enough, there's a detail from Jim's story about how Miskey apparently bought a Boston Whaler, right, an outboard, a boat for about $400,000 around that time. And the allusion, the allegation essentially is that the body probably was buried at sea.
Well, now, there have been, you know, lots of, you know, stories and in the news that, like I said, over the years that I think you and I have both covered.
Correct.
Different aspects of Miskey's operation. But it's interesting to see. I mean, when you see the allegations set out in the indictment, you know, how this is all going to play out. He does have a defense attorney.
Yes, he does, who did not comment. Thomas Otake did not comment to Jim for his story. His official comment is that, yeah, you know, these allegations might read like Hollywood drama, but in fact, you know, blah, 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 my client is innocent and whatnot. But in fact, Miskey does have a serious record, 6 felony convictions on the books. He's said to have a quick temper, to be violent by nature. And by the way, some of his work was involved with the Teamsters, specifically the Hawaii Teamsters Union's movie unit. And here's where another name comes up. Anybody reading Jim Dooley, anybody following crime in Hawaii, remember the name Ronald Ching?
Yes.
That was the famous hitman and also tied to the Teamsters. I think he actually was a unit driver back in the old Magnum PI. So it's a rich but also a very disturbing history about organized crime, allegations of it here in the island.
Well, we'll have to see how this all plays out and see what sticks. But certainly very kind of a wide-ranging investigation by the Justice Department.
Right. Not all peace and aloha here in Hawaii, Catherine.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll have to stay tuned for a follow-up with Jim Dooley's tracking on this case. Well, he does it afar.
Yes, he does. But he does it well.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Editor Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. Head to civilbeat.org to read Jim Dooley's story.